This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
The hunt for a shooting suspect. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Thursday, November 10. Glad you could be with us, and here's what's up this hour.
Seattle police say five people have been wounded after a gunman opened fire downtown last night. Meanwhile, developing this morning, two police officers shot in southwestern Pennsylvania.
From New York to Los Angeles, thousands took to the streets to protest the election of Donald Trump.
How Trump's victory is being viewed by other world leaders will take you live to Berlin.
And a list of the most in-demand seasonal jobs.
Management was actually our second most popular of the seasonal listings. And that includes management and retail is obviously a big one right now, which if you're adding, you know, thousands of low-level, entry-level retail staff to help out, if you're a company like Amazon or Target or Macy's, you're going to need some managerial positions to help out with that as well.
Kyle Kensing at CareerCast.com has a list of companies and industries looking to hire in the coming weeks. He's here in about 20 minutes. Well, a scary night in downtown Seattle where five people were shot outside a convenience store. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
Police say gunshots were reported shortly before 7 o'clock local time outside a 7-Eleven near a major bus stop. Witnesses told the Seattle Times that some people were arguing when the gunman began to walk away, then turned around and fired into the crowd. Authorities believe at least one victim was a bystander. Harborview Medical Center says two males were in critical condition and in the intensive care unit. Two other males and a female had improved from serious to satisfactory. The victims had gunshot wounds to their legs, chest, and neck. Police provided few details on the shooter, who remains at large. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. Last night's shooting, by the way, is the eighth mass shooting in Washington State this year. At least according to the group Gun Violence Archive, they identify a mass shooting as one in which four or more people are fatally shot or wounded, not including the shooter. By the way, developing this morning out of southwestern Pennsylvania, where authorities there say two police officers have been shot. We'll be watching that story. Protests in at least 10 cities around the country against Donald Trump's election victory. They chanted, "Not my president," in Dallas last night. An estimated 2,000 shouted angrily in downtown Seattle. The Los Angeles Times says demonstrators near City Hall torched a giant Trump effigy. Hundreds blocked the busy 101 freeway, at least 13 arrested there.
I can say that when Donald Trump won the presidency, I was here fighting it. That's why I'm here.
In Washington, D.C., hundreds took to the streets carrying signs saying, "Nasty women fight back." This demonstrator is from Oakland, California.
To me, it's like I kind of lost faith in America.
In New York, thousands of demonstrators blocked off streets around Trump Tower. Some carried vulgar signs. One woman was topless. In Chicago, several hundred protesters gathered near the Trump International Hotel and Tower. In Boston, thousands streamed through downtown carrying signs that said, "Abolish Electoral College." Well, President Obama is expected to host President-elect Trump at the White House today. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has reshaped what it means to be a Republican, and his policies are set to become the policies of the party with help from a Republican-controlled Congress. The Wall Street Journal says throughout Mr. Trump's populist campaign, Washington Republicans sought separation from some of his proposals on trade and foreign policy that broke from party orthodoxy. Establishment Republicans objected, for example, when he promised to build a wall on the southern border and make Mexico pay for it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacted yesterday.
I think we all agree this is a stunning election and clearly an indication the American people would like to try something new.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton delivered a formal concession speech yesterday morning and urged the country to accept Mr. Trump as the next president. 10 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2626. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2626.
The news without the nonsense. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Good Thursday to you. Investors seem to have embraced the election of Donald Trump. After futures plunged for a time in the wee hours yesterday morning, they recovered. Eventually, once markets opened, stocks finished higher by 257 points. Financial, pharmaceutical, and engineering firms led the rally. In addition, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note shot up 2.07%, or finished there, rather, highest level since January. More on how investors view Mr. Trump from Bill Dendy, money manager and president of Elite Financial Management in Dallas. Bill, why was there uncertainty?
They're not sure that Trump was going to be able to deliver what he said he would deliver, and they're not sure exactly how he would get things done, being such a independent person from his own party and, of course, with the Democrats. But I think what's kind of interesting is that with his very first announcement of accepting the concession of Hillary Clinton, he seemed to turn things around. And his first address to the world, as it became apparent that he was going to get the Electoral College votes that were necessary, he came out and made it all a little bit better. And he came out and said he wanted to congratulate Hillary Clinton on a well-fought campaign, and in the U.S. owed Hillary a debt of gratitude for her years of service that she'd given to the United States. And he also talked about the positive things that they were going to do together to pull a country that is obviously pretty well divided. Half the country is going to be upset no matter who was elected, but to pull everyone back together and start working towards building something that will be good for everyone.
We're speaking with Bill Dendy, certified financial planner and president of Elite Financial Management, based in Texas. We're talking about how the stock market might be reacting to Donald Trump. All right, so you mentioned, boy, just a change in tone kind of changed the mood in terms of the investors. So what about the weeks ahead? Any way to explore that?
Yes, if we continue on this vein of discussing major policy and the ability to make the changes, I think we're going to see the ability for the market to continue forward. I mean, the market's not, our economy is not in terrible shape. It's a little anemic on growth, but we are having growth. And compared to the rest of the world, we look pretty good. And that's one of the reasons that this U.S. market has continued to climb a wall of worry. So nothing major has changed at this point. So this knee-jerk reaction of the market going down and then turning back around and coming back on up, it is not based upon long-term fundamentals. It's more of a knee-jerk reaction to the uncertainty. But as this uncertainty starts to play out that nothing major negative is going to happen, we can continue to see the market move up. Yet, on the other hand, we have had a very long, strong bull market since 2008. So we've had a great 2009, 10, 11, 12, and 13. 14 and 15 didn't do a whole lot, and 2016 has moved up some. And so we've had a lot of good years in a row, and we haven't had that 20 to 30% pullback you would expect every 3 to 5 years. And so there is equal reason for folks to think that the market may need to cool down a bit. Yet, as foreign investors continue to add money to the U.S., as we continue to look good relative to the rest of the world, and as our companies continue to earn money, there is reason to think this market can continue to go. And that's why it's a good horse race, where you'll find pundits on both sides of the equation saying we're due for a big correction, and other people say, well, there's no place else for the world to invest. We should continue to move up. Now, in addition, the policies that Trump is laying out, such as doing spending for our infrastructure, that should be positive. That's releasing some money into our society that would be very positive for growth and spending.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Dendy from Elite Financial Management in Dallas. This portion of the program is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's has been a friend of this program for some time, and the big reasons: quality of product, fair price, customer service, and innovation. For example, Harry's recently made some enhancements that make their products even better, and they're keeping prices the same. There's now a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide across your face. There's a textured handle, which gives you more control when it's wet. And there's also now a trimmer blade for things like sideburns and goatees. Unlike the other shave clubs and subscriptions, Harry's is offering two easy ways to get started. There's the classic starter set, Harry's most popular. It includes a razor handle, three quality blades, and shaving cream, all for just $15. Now, that's a month's worth of shaving, if not more, for just $15. Plus, if you choose the monthly subscription, there's a special offer for our listeners. Enter the code DEAL at checkout to get a post-shave balm for your face for free with your free trial order. Go to harrys.com and enter the code DEAL at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. It's completely customizable, the monthly subscription, whether you shave every day or every other day or so, like me. Again, harrys.com. That's harrys.com with the code DEAL. harrys.com and the code DEAL. 20 minutes after the hour on this morning, Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
According to police, officers were shot and wounded early this morning in southwestern Pennsylvania. Police told residents to stay inside their houses as they searched for the shooter after the attack in Canonsburg, about 25 miles southwest of Pittsburgh. No details yet about what led to the shootings. President Obama will host an awkward meeting with President-elect Donald Trump at the White House today in their first public step toward a peaceful transition of power after the Republican businessman's surprise election victory. Trump led the birther movement that questioned Obama's U.S. citizenship and has pledged to overturn the president's signature policy achievements after he takes office. President Obama says it's been tough.
This was a long and hard-fought campaign. A lot of our fellow Americans are exultant today. A lot of Americans are less so. But that's the nature of campaigns. That's the nature of democracy. It is hard.
Obama called Trump both temperamentally unfit for the presidency and dangerously unprepared to have access to U.S. nuclear codes. Thousands of protesters packed the area around Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan last night, chanting slogans against the president-elect. Demonstrators also marched in San Francisco, Boston, Washington, Philadelphia, Seattle, Austin, and Portland. Hundreds of anti-Trump protesters in downtown Los Angeles marched onto the 101 freeway, snarling traffic and shutting down the thoroughfare. Donald Trump is scheduled to face trial this month in a class action lawsuit against him and his now defunct Trump University, potentially taking the witness stand weeks before his inauguration. Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who was accused of bias by Trump during the campaign for his Mexican heritage, will hold a hearing today on jury instructions and what evidence to allow at trial. Trump's attorneys are trying to exclude any statements made by Trump during the presidential campaign. Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, who died in a boating accident in September, has been voted the NL Comeback Player of the Year by his peers. Fernandez was the 2013 NL Rookie of the Year, had Tommy John surgery the following year, returned in July 2015, and was 16-8 with a 2.86 ERA this season.
Very nice. All right, thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at dell.com/radio. Time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Make Michigan your number one choice for business. Looking for work this holiday season? A new survey from CareerCast.com identifies some of the most in-demand jobs in the coming weeks. Here's Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast. Kyle, give us the findings.
So management was actually our second most popular of the seasonal listings, and that includes management and retail is obviously a big one right now, which if you're adding, you know, thousands of low-level, entry-level retail staff to help out, if you're a company like Amazon or Target or Macy's, you're going to need some managerial positions to help out with that as well. And in our list, first-line supervisor refers specifically to those middle management sort of positions that deal directly with the lower-level staff. And that's a really high-demand job that can turn into something bigger going forward. Other managerial positions that we found, sales managers, which have a really high median annual wage per the BLS in six figures. Now, those jobs are typically full-time positions, but if you can parlay a lower-level kind of sales management at the early steps of the company, you can turn that into something bigger and longer-term going forward beyond the holidays. Another management position, lodging manager, you know, as people hit the road for the holidays, hotels need extra staff, and that extra staff needs those kind of more hands-on management. So that's one of the positions that was in our database and in pretty large numbers.
Yeah, boy, and I mean, that's paying roughly $50,000, just under $50,000 a year.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, these are pretty well-paying jobs and some great opportunities. You know, the fact that we did have these management positions at such high numbers, I thought was really fantastic and really kind of shows, one, that the labor market has continued its improvement, and two, this time of year is always big for these part-time jobs, but the fact that there are these higher-paying positions as well, I think really kind of shows the strength of consumer confidence right now.
You mentioned before something I was going to say, and it's certainly apropos here when it comes to a lodging manager. You take one of these gigs for the season, you never know who you're going to meet. Right? You never know who's going to come across your desk. You could parlay that into something else if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, people are hitting the road right now, taking their families out on vacation. If this is just a part-time job for you, you know, say that you go work, if you're going away for a month and working at a hotel just temporarily, you know, maybe you can find somebody who's back in your own area for another position later down the road.
We're speaking with Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast.com. We're talking about the most in-demand seasonal jobs. All right, what else made the list here, Kyle?
Well, as I mentioned, we had delivery drivers, a big one. And the reason that I want to bring that one back up is that in recent years, UPS in particular has shown a pretty high propensity for maintaining retaining some of its staff that it brings on seasonally. So that can be a great position that can turn into something longer term based on recent trends. In terms of other positions that might be a little bit lower level than management, something like a performer. You know, you go to the mall and you see the mall Santa and the elves and that sort of thing, carolers that the department store might hire. Those are obviously paid positions that somebody needs to fill. And what's interesting about the classic mall Santa, that's a job that can actually command pretty high wages. I spoke to a mall Santa a couple of years ago who actually made $100 an hour for that gig. So it can be pretty good work for a month and a half or so.
Right.
And then another one is tax preparer, you know, with companies bringing in more revenue. They obviously need somebody to help them prepare their books at this time of year, you know, meet that extra demand for these 2 months. So if you work in accounting or tax preparation, this can be a great time for you to pick up some extra work.
It's Kyle Kensing from CareerCast.com. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning.
America's First News is online all the time.
Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Hey, thanks for being with us on this Thursday, November 10. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Five people wounded by a shooter in downtown Seattle. Two cops shot in southwest Pennsylvania. Anti-Trump protests take place around the country. Deadly tram derailment near London. 41 years ago today on Lake Superior, we lost the Edmund Fitzgerald, inspiration for the famous Gordon Lightfoot song.
That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
You know that church bell chimed till it rang 29 times. Alabama football coach Nick Saban says he wasn't aware Election Day was happening. And what we know about famous undecided voter and red sweater wearer Ken Bone. How did he vote? That story in about 20 minutes. So how are leaders from around the world reacting to the election of Donald Trump as president? Wall Street Journal reporter Anton Troyanovsky says from Berlin to Beijing, leaders are watching whether Mr. Trump will follow through on populist and protectionist pledges. He's with us live this morning from Berlin. Anton, what are a couple of those populist and protectionist pledges that have the attention of some world leaders?
Well, here in Germany, you know, there's no question. There's shock that Donald Trump was elected. Virtually, polls showed that the vast majority of Germans would have preferred Hillary Clinton. There was a poll last week that found that 80% of Germans about expected the German-U.S. relationship to deteriorate if in the case of a President Trump.
Wow.
In terms of those, you know, demands or campaign pledges that have people here on edge, no question, one big one is his protectionist rhetoric on trade. Germany very much depends on exports. The United States is an absolutely key market for German companies. But there's also a broader concern that this kind of liberal internationalist world order that Germany really depends on could really take a hit in the next 4 years.
You said, too, if Mr. Trump follows through on some pledges, America's foreign policy would likely shift to some degree away from traditional allies toward longtime nemesis Russia. How so?
Well, certainly one of the clearest statements on a foreign policy that I think we heard from Donald Trump in his campaign is that he favored a friendlier approach to Vladimir Putin's Russia. And that is a government that's certainly done a lot in recent years to undermine this post-war order of the world. In particular, if you look at his annexation of the Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea, this idea of changing boundaries is really anathema here in Western Europe in the aftermath of World War II. So that's one where if Donald Trump really does follow through on that pledge to work more closely with Russia, it could very well alienate some folks, some of his traditional allies in Western Europe.
We're speaking live this morning with Wall Street Journal reporter Anton Troyanovsky. He's with us from Berlin. Other reactions from, say, Latin and South America or Europe and Asia?
Well, I think there's just a lot of uncertainty all over the world. That's the big thing, of which of his campaign pledges will he follow through on. Another thing that people are really asking themselves about is, what about the Iran deal? That's obviously one that not only Western Europe, but also Russia and China signed on to. Mm-hmm. So, what will happen with that? Of course, in Latin America, the big question is, what about all those that rhetoric toward Mexico, that Mexico will pay for that wall? How would he do that? And then everyone is wondering about the priorities. I mean, there were so many pledges, both in terms of domestic policy and foreign policy, that politicians around the world are trying to figure out, well, which one would he follow through on first, you know, and how are we going to prepare for these various eventualities?
You get the sense that world leaders say kind and polite things at first and then perhaps sharpen their talking points later?
That could be. I found particularly interesting the statement of German Chancellor Angela Merkel here in Berlin yesterday. She has been very diplomatic throughout the election campaign. She didn't take sides. You know, she didn't say a single negative thing about Donald Trump in public at any point this year, even though, of course, Mr. Trump has attacked her in his campaign. But yesterday, she came out and read off a brief statement where she said the transatlantic relationship remains of very high importance for Germany, for Europe, and that Germany and the U.S. are united by shared values of democracy and human dignity and non-discrimination toward minorities. And then she said she is ready to cooperate with Mr. Trump on the basis of those shared values. So in a very kind of implicit way, calling him out on some of that, you know, a rather divisive campaign rhetoric and saying, if we're going to work together, it has to be on the basis of these democratic shared values. And that's certainly a very interesting kind of statement coming from a German leader.
Yeah. Anton, thanks for a few minutes, as always. Wall Street Journal reporter Anton Troyanovsky with us this morning live from Berlin. It's 19 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
So Mike has been experimenting here with some Facebook Live broadcasting.
Trying our best.
So we got a couple of funny comments. One from a guy yesterday said, "This show is my favorite part about the worst part of my day. Thanks for making getting up before 5 a.m. downright tolerable."
Nice. So I guess that's the best compliment we can hope for, because it is the worst part of most people's day. That's what we try to do every day.
You can look us up and friend us on Facebook, by the way. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, it looks like the impending presidency of Donald Trump is already helping his book sell. Trump's breakthrough bestseller from the 80s, The Art of the Deal, and his campaign work, Great Again, were on Amazon.com's Movers and Shakers list yesterday, which ranks books making the biggest jumps on the bestseller list. The Art of the Deal soared from number 1,107 all the way up to number 24, while Great Again went from 5,340 to 172. Jeez. J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy also attracted some strong interest after Trump's upset victory over Hillary Clinton. Vance's memoir about his white working class family in rural Ohio, a key part of Trump's winning coalition, was number 2 as of midday yesterday.
Wow, some strong rebounding.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not surprising. Of course, everyone wants to find out, you know, especially folks who didn't vote. I would think that even people who didn't vote for Trump are going to want to read his book and find out kind of what he's all about. Yep. Since they didn't vote for him, they want to find out what his thoughts are.
And he encourages that.
Of course.
It's 14 minutes now in front of the hour. Thank you, Mike. On This Morning, America's First News. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate? All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Glad you're with us. Time now for a health and wellness update, and it's brought to you by Rite Aid. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. Free with most insurance plans. Age restrictions apply in some states. See your Rite Aid pharmacist for details. Is vitamin D overrated? Doctors are now saying there's too much needless testing and too many people taking too many pills for a problem that few people truly have. The nutrient, of course, is crucial for strong bones and may play a role in other health conditions, though that is far less certain. The Associated Press reports that misunderstandings about the recommended amount of vitamin D have led to misinterpretation of blood tests and many people thinking they need more than they really do. Correctly interpreted, less than 6% of Americans ages 1 to 70 are deficient in vitamin D, and only 13% are in danger of not getting enough. Yet blood tests for vitamin D levels are soaring, even though they're not advised unless a problem like bone loss is suspected. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
According to President Obama emphasized the importance of a peaceful transition of power to Donald Trump as he attempts to reassure disappointed Americans that the most important priority is uniting the country. The president has invited Trump to come to the White House today to ensure that the transition to his administration is successful. Republicans were emboldened by Trump's victory, which gave the GOP control of the White House and both chambers of Congress. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Donald Trump provided the kind of coattails that got a lot of people over the finish line so that we could maintain our strong House and Senate majorities.
Meanwhile, outside, thousands took to the streets to protest the election. Flames lit up the sky in California last night as thousands of protesters burned a giant papier-mâché Trump head in Los Angeles and started fires in Oakland intersections.
We're not going to make life easy for him, just like they didn't make life easy for Obama. Same kind of situation we got here.
Several hundred people in Los Angeles blocked one of the city's busy freeways, US 101 between downtown and Hollywood. Five people were shot and wounded in downtown Seattle last night. Police say an argument took place outside the 7-Eleven and quickly escalated. It's believed the suspect walked away from a group of people, turned around, and then fired at the crowd. Police in western Pennsylvania are looking for a gunman who shot and wounded two police officers. The shootings happened early this morning in Canonsburg, 20 miles southwest of Pittsburgh. The officers' names and conditions have not been released, and authorities haven't said what led to the shootings. Hard to believe it's that time again. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is beginning its journey from upstate New York. The 94-foot Norway spruce will be cut down this morning and is due to arrive in Manhattan on Saturday. The tree's 50,000 lights will be switched on during a live TV broadcast November 30th.
And generally all the lights in the city dim when that switch goes on.
It is spectacular.
50,000 bulbs on a tree.
It's pretty cool to see.
Sucking the power out of the rest of New York. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Trips to the post office are never convenient, so why not get postage right from your desk with Stamps.com? Stamps.com even gives you special postage discounts you can't get at the post office, including first class, priority mail, express, international, and more. You'll never pay full price for postage again. Here's how Stamps.com works. Using your own computer and printer, buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then just hand your mail to the mailman or drop it in a mailbox. It's that easy. No wonder over 600,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Get started with Stamps.com today. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Deal. That's Stamps.com and enter Deal. Thanks for being with us. It may seem like everyone and their mother has publicized their political choices this election day, with a landslide of celebrities jumping on the social media bandwagon to share their politics. Nobody cares. Time.com says all that on top of a star-studded lead-up to the polls, stacked with big-name endorsements and partisan musical performances by Beyonce, Jay-Z, Lady Gaga, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen. The only two mysteries remaining, it seems, are the presidential selections of Taylor Swift and Ken Bone. Mr. Bone, the guy with the red sweater, right, at the third presidential debate, who went viral for his look that night, has remained quiet. He indicated on Twitter Tuesday that he had in fact voted, but didn't say which way. Time says he's cashed in on his 30 seconds of memes and fame, but has stayed steadfastly mum about his ultimate presidential pick every step of the way. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.